people at the Le Devoir newspaper are trying to figure out just how its website got hacked, because as we've heard earlier, the story published on the website overnight suggested that Quebec Premier Jean Charest had died overnight of a heart attack. That, of course, as we know now, was all a hoax. And here is what Jean Charest had to say about the erroneous news.
Well, it's not the first time that I've been announced, at least politically, dead. It's the first time it's been announced under this angle. And I want to thank the Journal Le Devoir because, frankly, they reacted very promptly and did what they had to do to rectify the situation. And, frankly, none of you in the media or us are totally exempt from this kind of thing happening.
So none of us exempt from this kind of thing happening. That's one of the things we'll be talking now to about with hacking expert Terry Cutler. He's the chief technology officer at Digital Locksmiths. That's an IT security firm here in Montreal. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great.
So how easy is it for someone to do something like this, hacking into the Le Devoir's media website?
If you know what you're doing, it's pretty simple. So one thing I noticed that I was thinking, when hackers try to break into a lot of these sites, they usually do a Google scan for everybody running a specific version of their website. And then from there, they can go and hack like 50 or 1,000 or 10,000 systems at the same time. But one thing that caught my eye about this is that the article was written in French. So, which tells me that this might be more maybe a disgruntled employee or a competitor or something.
Okay. But, I mean, Le Devoir is a French newspaper. Wouldn't it be normal that whoever hacked into it was speaking French?
Yep. That's my point. I mean, if like, you know, the whole story is around the Chinese hackers breaking in.
Okay.
You wouldn't find those guys writing up French articles.
Oh, no. Right. Okay. So it's something local. You're suggesting this suggests it's something local, probably.
I have a feeling.
All right. So when you say it's relatively easy and you talked about people running different versions of the website, what do you mean by that?
All right. So, for example, the most common website for bloggers right now would be what's called WordPress. And what's happening is because there's so many updates that come out for this product, if you don't keep current, you can go in and actually break into the whole website, change the administrator password, and lock everybody out. So, for example, one example was I got called a couple months ago by another media firm called Forget the Box. So we had to go and help them out as well. So those are examples of sites that just, you know, these hackers break in and they can inject malicious links into the website. So every visitor that comes to the site will get a malicious file, like a PDF or maybe a redirection to another site. And that's what infects all your visitors.
All right. Now, we've heard that the editor-in-chief, José Boileau, this happened in the middle of the night. We've heard that it took them longer than they had hoped to get out a message, and that they finally had to get out a message through Twitter to say that their website had been hacked. What could someone have done to the website which would mean that even legitimate administrators were not able to disable this false message?
Well, it's obvious that they got access to the administrator account. The administrator would be like your god equivalent on the system. That controls the entire system, everything from the configuration to uploading web pages, I mean. But what happens is you can also change the administrator password, which means anybody who tries to do updates to the website can't get in because now the password's been changed.
Right.
So when you go and call your web provider's tech support guys at 1 o'clock in the morning, usually either not there, or you got to really prove yourself that it's really you calling in to get access to this password.
Okay. Now, would the hackers have had to do that?
No, because they would have broken into a different way.
Okay. What can a company do to prevent that?
The biggest thing is keep current with all the latest updates that come out. So if you're using Microsoft products, make sure you're always current, at least with the latest updates. And again, I keep stressing about this, but hire consulting firms to come in and do a security audit on the website.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks very much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Bye now. That's Terry Cutler. He's the Chief Technology Officer at Digital Locksmith. That's an IT security firm. So what do you think? You can text us at 22222. You can Facebook, send us a message on Facebook, or tweet at CBC Home Run.